I've got Dallas dead last. I mean, those guys didn't. They didn't draw. They're terrible fans. They didn't deserve the title last year. So at 17.
They don't deserve, not because the team played well, because their fans suck.
The fans didn't deserve, I'm saying. Okay. The fans didn't deserve it. The players absolutely did, because the fans didn't deserve the title.
All right.
17, Chivas USA, they're really bad at being fans. Just, they suck. 16, the Revs, got a lot of respect for the Fort.
The Fort. That's the only thing people know about now when they talk about the Revs.
Oh, because they had that huge fight with the FO.
Did they have one match on national TV this year?
I don't think so.
It's a recession in New England.
15 is San Jose. Yeah, they do have the small stadium, but they still don't have very loud crowds, which I think is important for me. 14... the Nordic at Columbus. I mean, they had a nice history of having a decent supporters section and good vocal fans, but
it's fairly similar to Ben's. It's besides FC Dallas,
it's very quiet now. I mean, it's not. It's just not the same as it used to be.
Yeah.
13 is the Rapids. I mean, yeah. Again, they have a nice loud section, but they don't show playoff games, which sucks. It's just inexcusable. 12, the Red Bulls, they're all just bandwagon. They're all bandwagon jumping bitches, but they're loud at least. They're loud.
That's true.
11 is Houston. They put a pretty decent show, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it helps next year with that new stadium.
It doesn't really look it because of Robertson Stadium's pretty big, but they draw big numbers.
And I think the orange helps too. It makes everything look brighter, and everything is more.
I can't wait to see that new stadium.
Agreed. It already looks phenomenal. Number 10 is Vancouver. They turned out very well having a terrible, terrible team. Number 9.
Well, it should be said, a team that just didn't get the results. I mean, we were talking about, they have good players.
They should not be anywhere near the bottom. They should be at least a playoff contending team with that roster, but they're not. 9, RSL, they're just a very for me. They turn out well, they sing well, but they don't do much in my mind. This here's the break for me where we're getting to the elite class. Number 8's the Cauldron and Sporting KC. I mean, this year, they've always been good, but they took it to a whole new level this season. And that might be just the bump from the new stadium, but we'll see how it turns out next year. Number 7 is... the Fire and their section, they were the more influential ones in terms of, like, they were one of the first real supporter sections in MLS, and they've been fading recently because the team has been a disaster. So, I mean, they lose points for winning with the team, but
yeah.
They're still up there. 6 is Philadelphia. They get a bit of a boost for having a supporters club before they had a team.
It was before they had the team, like 2 years before the team started playing.
Yeah, so that gets them a lot of extra points.
I was on there a year before to start playing.
Like a boss. 5 is the Galaxy. They might come late, but they're really loud. And then this is the best of the best for me. I mean, Toronto is the most influential supporter section in MLS history. They changed the culture of MLS supporters.
Probably.
Them coming into the league, they changed how things were done. Number 3 is DCU. The Barb Robin Screaming Eagles are... They've been there since day one. They go nuts. And having experienced one of their tailgates firsthand for the U.S. Jamaica match, those motherfuckers can grill. Good Lord, I've never eaten that well in my life. Shit was unreal. And
we'll need some good food on the Bobby.
2 is Portland, and 1 is Seattle.
Austria, eh? Falstas.
How did that... Yeah, Portland and Seattle, 2-1. Portland, again, the Northwest is the hotbed of American soccer right now, so...
There you go.
That's what I've got.
All right, Yank of the Week.
Whoa.
Oh, we're skipping Rob's list?
Rob doesn't have a list.
Rob has a list.
All right, Rob, go.
It's somewhere in here.
Okay.
That's what she said.
So I've got FC Dallas 18, Chivas 17. Just run through this quick. Colorado 16, San Jose 15, New England 14, Columbus 13, Vancouver 12, Chicago 11, Dynamo 10.
That's shockingly low for me. 11 Chicago?
Okay. RSL 9. Those bastards to the north are 8.
It's the New York Rebels, by the way.
Yes. Sporting KC 7, Galaxy 6, Toronto 5, Philly 4, Portland 3, DC United 2, and Seattle 1.
So we're all pretty much in the same region.
The only thing you'd want me to do is switch.
We have the same little regions going on. Basically. Where like there's the bottom, then there's the middle, then there's the best of the best.
You just want me to switch fire with Red Bulls, right?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I mean, it's not a big move, but...
Which, putting the Red Bulls back in any kind of standing is fine with me.
You just said Red Bulls. Yeah.
I said it twice.
I know. Yeah, Chicago's not a bottom half for me, but whatever. Wisconsin soccer updates. Literally nothing happened.
Nope.
No one played.
Nope.
Although the Wave won their opener.
Yeah, they did.
So good on them. Actually, our statistician here, Benny, want to talk about their win a little bit?
It was a solid win.
50-0
A couple of... No, it was... I believe it was 15-13.
That's correct.
And Nick Pereira, who is a new player for them, was the MVP of the PASL last year, moving up one division. He's a good young player. I believe he's 26 or 27 years old. 6'3" Spaniard. Looking forward to seeing more of him. No Troy Dusaski anymore.
He retired.
He did retire, and his replacement is Fabinho, and I like him so far.
Is that the end of an era? Like with Dusaski?
I think it is. Vorberg counts.
But he wasn't there with like the...
Wasn't like with Nagira. He wasn't there when that happened.
When Victor retired, that's the end of the goalkeeping thing. When Dusaski's left and...
Oliveira was still there.
But he wasn't there for the titles, though. He was with Baltimore at the time.
That's true.
So, I mean, he was part of the past, but he's not part of like the title runs.
I like what Tozer is trying to do with the team. He's trying to make it a little bit younger and find the next generation of Wave players. And guys like a Pereira are going to be at the core of that.
Yeah.
But overall, a pretty solid first win. There were some mess ups. I was thrown off. Josh Reif, his hair's gone.
What?
Shaved it.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and he has flowing Hawaiian locks, or he did. So now it is gone. But
don't just hate when people shave a great head of hair.
I regretted doing it.
It looks pretty badass on him. But yeah, Wave off to a nice start. I would expect. I am thinking that another championship is in the cards. This team's got so much talent, like all the way up and down. Should be a lot of fun.
And plus, with a new league like this, where Cincinnati lost 31-4 in their opener. So it's not much, not really, it's no longer, back when you had Philadelphia and Baltimore and Cincinnati and,
mm-hmm.
the teams you knew back in, the late 90s, early 2000s.
Cleveland.
That's no longer a really strong league.
So no.
It's not hard to win when there's five teams in the league.
So we're going to jump.
That's right.
Six now.
We're going to jump ahead to Yank of the Week.
Jump ahead. Yes, we're going to Yank of the Week.
Okay.
My co-Yank of the Week, Yanks of the Week, are Claudia Reyna and Todd Ramos. Only because, and I showed Ryan this earlier today, and it is so impressive. Go on to No Short Corners and watch the training video.
Just go to soccer.com.
Or go there, but just watch the training video of the under-23s.
You go to NoShortCorners.com because Greg needs more love.
Well, absolutely he does. But watch the under-23 training video. It's about 3.5 minutes long. And you can do this. Watch it one time through, but then watch it again. But just close your eyes and listen to the amount of touches in between passes. It's one touch, pass, two touch, pass. And I was sitting there thinking, that's the sound of American soccer changing. I mean, because that's a new kind of philosophy that we haven't seen. It was really, really quick, fast-paced. It was good to watch. So... Claudio and Tob, big ups to you for starting the movement. Also, it was a very dry week for choices for Yank of the Week.
Rob? Grella, the four goals. I'll give him that. The Yank player of the match, though, against France. For me, it's either Josie or Timmy Howard.
It's Tim Howard for me, personally.
Josie just... I was just so impressed with the way Josie stepped up in a match as big as that, playing in Paris against France. But Timmy Howard had one of the greatest saves that you'll ever see. And they showed replays of it. His arm just barely stopping it before it passed the line. It was just ridiculous. So, I guess I'll give it to Timmy. But
Ryan?
He scored four goals to Mike Grella. I don't care if it's
he scored four girls.
Scored against four girls.
He may have scored four
lined
girls.
Lined them up and just... Yeah, sure, in the Johnstown's paint cup trophy thingamajigger, but it's still four goals.
So there you have it, Yanks of the Week. Thanks for listening to Guilt by Association Football, and we will see you all next week. See ya. Drink your lunchbox.
Houston Dynamo, who?
Just in case y'all ain't know,
Mike Jones,
we gon' put it in they face,
let them know,
cause we don't play around,
Haters hate but lose when we in the race, hey, we up in the place and we gon' put it in they face,
let them know,
Houston Dynamo,
ooh.
Houston Dynamo,
ooh.
Houston Dynamo,
ooh.
Houston Dynamo.
Boys acting like they ready for that orange crush. Try us if you wanna, we'll leave you in the dust. The men in orange, baby, got orange on my back. Beat them once, now it's time for us to bring it back. Long as I got my fan club, y'all can't harm me. El Battalion in the Texan Army. We MLS champs, so haters back. Another game on the field, my team gon' grab that. I'm from Houston, Texas, chillin' with our mascot. The crowd go crazy when they see the Fox steppin' out. I'm from Houston, Texas, chillin' with our mascot. The crowd go crazy when they see the Fox steppin' out. Haters hate but lose when we in the race. Hey, we up in the place and we gon' put it in they face.
Let them know.
Houston Dynamo.
Ooh.
Houston Dynamo.
Ooh.
Houston Dynamo.
Ooh.
Houston Dynamo. Haters hate but lose when we in the race. Hey, we up in the place and we gon' put it in they face.
Let them know.
Houston Dynamo.
Ooh.
Houston Dynamo.
Ooh.
Houston Dynamo. Robinson Stadium and every seat packed. Why is that? Cause they wanna see us bring the title back. Mike Jones, H-Time representer. I got my orange on, so when I see my team enter, I'ma root for 'em. I'ma root for 'em. These little Fox come and help me root for 'em. I got that orange on my back. I got that orange on my back. I'm a Dynamo fan, yeah, I love that orange crush. Run up on my team and we'll leave you in the dust. I'm a Dynamo fan, yeah, I love that orange crush. Run up on my team and we'll leave you in the dust. Haters hate but lose when we in the race. Hey, we up in the place and we gon' put it in they face.
Let them know.
Houston Dynamo.
Ooh.
Houston Dynamo.
Ooh.
Houston Dynamo.
Ooh.
Houston Dynamo. Haters hate but lose when we in the race. Hey, we up in the place and we gon' put it in they face.
Let them know.
Houston Dynamo.
Ooh.
Houston Dynamo.
Ooh.
Houston Dynamo.
Ooh.
Houston Dynamo.
Ooh.
Houston Dynamo.